We are what our convictions are. We are what our convictions are. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. We are what our convictions are. Now, the big question is, do we know what our convictions are? Do we know what our beliefs are? Do we know who we are? Do we know what things are important to us? What are our convictions? Our convictions are what we have grown up with. Our convictions are what we have learned as a child, what we learned as a young adult, and what we learned as an adult. Our convictions are what our beliefs are, where we feel we are wonderful. Now, do we believe that we are divine? Do we believe that we are created to be perfect and wonderful and magnificent in this world? Is that what we believe that we're created for? Do we believe that all of the things that we go through in our life are for a definite purpose? They're a definite, not a purpose that we must learn something by, but they are a reflection of what's going on inside of us. Now, we can have all sorts of things going on inside of ourselves. We can have all sorts of attitudes going on inside of ourselves, telling us that we are good or bad or indifferent. But when we take a conviction and we make a conviction ours, we may have all of our life believed that we were not able to do certain things. And then as we trained ourselves, we became able to do those things. And so it is in our life. We have trained ourselves to believe that we are less than magnificent, that we are not a genius, that we are not magnificent in every possible way. And when we begin to train ourselves that we are great in every possible way, that we are magnificent in every possible way, then we begin to express that. We are what our convictions are. And when a person says, I like me, I like me, I like me. That's a nice conviction, isn't it? When a person says, I like me, I like me, I like me, and they say that every single moment of their life to themselves, they say it everywhere they go, they act that way. People look at them and they say, that person likes themselves. Not that that person thinks that they're superior to anybody else or anything, but they just like themselves. That person feeds themselves foods that are beneficial to their body. That person breathes air that is beneficial to its body. That person drinks water that is beneficial to its body. That person puts thoughts into its consciousness that are beneficial to its life. Thoughts of love, unconditional love. If you unconditionally love yourself, my goodness, how you must be unconditionally loving to everyone in the world. Because an unconditionally loving person who loves himself unconditionally loves everybody else in that same way. You can always tell how a person loves himself or how a person respects himself by how they act toward their world, how they act toward themselves, and how they act toward the family, friends, all the people in their world, whoever they may be. You can always tell. Their convictions are... Rex had to talk to someone outside there, and he had to bark and say, hello, I like you. Hey, what's going on? Come on, make yourself known in my world. I like you. And some animal walked by or some creature walked by, and they know that Rex is the boss, that he is the master of his world because he barks and he says, yes, this is who I am. Now, he doesn't bark unkindly. He doesn't bark with meanness. He only barks with conviction. He says who he is. Now, that's his way of telling the world who he is. We tell the world who we are by our smile, by our attitude, by our love, by who we really are. Now, who are you? Are you a magnificent being? Are you a person that is just so outstanding, so fantastic, so joyous in every way? Or are you a person who has problems? Are you a person who is worried about life? When you say all is in divine order, then all is in divine order. when you have the conviction of your belief, when you say to yourself, I like me, when you say to yourself, this is a wonderful world, that's my conviction. This is a wonderful world. I live in a world of unconditional love. I unconditionally love everyone in my world, and I unconditionally love everything. Now, when you can say that for yourself, then that's what you experience. And when you don't say that for yourself, then your world is all shook up. And who wants a world that's all shook up? When men go into battle, they go into battle believing that they're doing what is right. They go into battle believing that they are speaking for their country and they're carrying out the rules and the rights of humanity everywhere. When people go to school, and they may be any age, and they go to school, and then, oh, comes the day of testing. And that day of testing is merely an opportunity to know what you have learned up to now, what you have put into your thought up to now. And you know the testing is coming, so you sort of prepare all the way along. You sort of have the conviction, I know my subject, I know what I'm learning, I know what I'm doing. And then when the testing time comes, it's a snap. It's as easy as can be. Why do they say some children can go to school and never open a book, and they learn everything, they listen to their teachers, they know intuitively these subjects? Now, they're not being foolish and they're not being irrational. They are being convictional. They're speaking that they know that they know that they know, and they listen within and they know. Now, they may not know with all the wisdom that knowing like that calls for, but they know by an intuitive knowingness. You and I each have this intuitive knowingness within ourselves. We each have this conviction within ourselves that we know certain things and that certain things are our joy, certain things are our pleasure. A person is running track. He has a conviction that he's going to run track and he's going to run that beautifully and wonderfully and fantastically. A person who is going to sit down and play the piano and give a concert, he knows that he knows his melodies. He has his repertoire ready to go. It is his own understanding. That's a good word, repertoire. Our repertoire are those pieces that we know by heart, those pieces that we know intuitively, those pieces that we add the joy of our life to. Our convictions are adding the joy of our life to whatever it is that our life is. Your life is wonderful. My life is wonderful. Our life is filled with every good and beautiful thing, and our life reveals every good and beautiful thing because that's who we are. That's the conviction of ourself. You can set a conviction for yourself today, as I do. And as you set that conviction for yourself, you say to yourself, I like me. You say to yourself, I am peace. You say to yourself, I love everyone in my world. You say to yourself, this is a good world. This is a beautiful world. This is a joyous world. You say that to yourself, and you know that to yourself, and you are that, because that is all that matters, and that is all that is in your world and in my world. Today, I am setting up for myself a new program. I am setting up a set of convictions for myself that say I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I say to myself, I like me. I like me. I say to myself, I am surrounded by harmonious people. I am surrounded by harmonious circumstances. I say to myself, I am independently wealthy. I say to myself that everyone in my world is independently wealthy. That's a nice thing to say, isn't it? I say to myself, I love my spouse. I love my children. I love my family. I love my world. I love everyone in it unconditionally. I see everyone in my world doing that which makes them happy, which makes them feel fulfilled, which makes them feel revealed in every beautiful way. I am my convictions. We are what our convictions are. And I am my conviction. And my conviction today is that there now is peace on earth. And it began with me. And with that conviction, I live a happy, fulfilled, and beautiful life. Now.